members of the band Upsala describe their style as old-time string band music with a driving beat. The band's comprised of five members from the Sanford area: J.U. and Wanda Lee on banjo and guitar, Andy Thomas on fiddle and guitar, Christy Hamilton on acoustic bass guitar, and Bill Jiggle on mandolin. And they all sing. Joining me in the studio to talk about their band are Christy Hamilton and Andy Thomas. Is this a family band?
Yes. We actually are comprised of three families: the Lees, the Thomas Hamiltons, and the Jiggles.
Tell me about some of the places that you've played.
We've played at the Gamble Rogers Folk Festival.
South Florida Folk Festival.
Yeah. Right.
Wings and Strings. Florida Folk Festivals for several years.
Are you a traveling band in the sense that you play on weekends and a lot of other lot of other venues like that as a money-making thing, or do you have other jobs too?
No, we're armchair musicians.
What's your day job?
I work at a natural gas company, and Christy's a nurse.
I'm working for public health.
Now, thinking of the jobs that you just described and then trying to take a look at some of the tunes that are on your CD, are there any correlations in what you write about or what you sing about?
Well, J.U. writes most of the songs, and it's mostly about his family and usually about things that have gone on in the past and things that he gets out of news articles.
Give me some idea of some of the tunes and where they came from.
Haitian Lullaby, he took out of a newspaper article that was a one-line article, and he read that and then several days or weeks later saw a raft come up on their beach in Flagler. And the song just happened. That, you know, that's, at least that's the way he relates it. It just fell out of the sky and it was there.
Hush, little baby, in the morning maybe there'll be a sight or a sign of land. Little one, be quiet, God is our pilot, we're rocking in the cradle of his hand. Come, sunrise.
That's really nice. You hear a lot of an island sound to that, too. What's another one of your favorites on the CD that you perform?
I think Wiregrass Prairie. It's the melody is just, I think, just beautiful, but, and it's about cowboys in Florida.
Describe for us a little bit more about this style of music, this old-time string band style that we're hearing.
That comes originally from Europe and was brought over here by Europeans, believe it or not. That's what we called them when they came over here. And then they settled in the Appalachian Mountains. And when we were up in Virginia, that's where we sort of learned this style.
Tell us about this last tune, Atlantic Coastline Railroad Man.
It's a song J.U. wrote about his father, who was a conductor engineer on the now extinct Atlantic Coastline Railroad. That's when J.U. lived in Sanford, and that's where the name Upsala comes from his ancestors who came over from Sweden and founded Upsala, New Upsala, in the area of Sanford.
Pretty neat history. Well, I really appreciate you all taking the time to come by this afternoon. We've been talking with Andy Thomas and Christy Hamilton. They're just two of the hundreds of performers who will be at the Florida Folk Festival this Memorial Weekend in White Springs.
It's dead hand and turn around and shake the trees out of the ground. Build up steam and let it blow. Keep your grip, back you go. I hope they tamp that gravel tight. Those washouts ain't no fun at night. Feed that fire fast as you can. Atlantic Coastline Railroad Man. His pinstripe blue overalls. Better watch out where those cinders fall. Certain smokes up thick, you might not know if you were black or white. That signal man's glowing red. That's outbound freight, must be ahead. Sidetrack Tesla freight if you can.